the government was defeated on this vote. That's a number of votes now the government defeated on in the past number of months. Basically, the issue is that the strategic communications unit set up by the government is fundamentally a unit which is about promoting Fine Gael party more than promoting government action. And many people have had huge problems with it and the way it's approached to an awful lot of things that have happened over the past number of months. And it is considered to be use of taxpayers' money in a very partisan manner, and that needs to end. And we put down a motion this week for calling on the for it to be disbanded, and we were successful and the government has been defeated on it. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be disbanded tomorrow morning or anything like that, but the Taoiseach has actually indicated that they are going to do a review of it and has conceded that there are issues and that it hasn't been done properly and that there are problems with it. So hopefully we will be able to move to a situation where there will be more transparent communications in the future.
The Taoiseach concedes that there has to be a review, but it's very unlikely that this unit will be disbanded.
Well, maybe. Maybe it is unlikely it will be disbanded, but I mean, all we can do from the point of view of public representatives is put as much pressure on government as possible for it to do the right thing. It doesn't mean that they always do the right thing, but certainly this vote is embarrassing for the government and puts them in a position where it will be very difficult for them to come back and carry on as business as usual in the way they've been doing in regard to the strategic communications unit.
Did the Taoiseach and his government score a known goal when they brought the launch of Project 2040 here to Sligo? Because before this, not many people would have heard of the strategic communications unit.
Well, I suppose they didn't hear a lot about it, but at the same time people were very conscious of it. And really it was around the whole advertising campaign on the Project 2040 that people became more acutely aware of it. And in all the local papers all over the country, we've seen various Fine Gael candidates, ministers, TDs, out there very front and centre in regard to this, what was painted up as being a very good news story. Of course, we welcome the development of any plan which is about regenerating areas and bringing money into areas and making things happen. But the truth is, much of it was rehashed stuff that was happening already or was in the pipeline anyway. And it was just repackaged and represented in a very positive way, particularly for Leo Varadkar and his cabinet, and indeed for many of their candidates around the country. And that's what people came to understand. And we're quite angry because, you know, I'm dealing with them every day, and all of us are dealing with them, various community organisations and small groups around the country that are trying to get a few pounds together for bits of funding for various things and are meeting brick walls and can't get funding and are finding it very difficult, and yet they see this huge amount of money being spent on what is essentially a spin machine.